Time now for your letters. Last Saturday, we broadcast from Culver City, California. I described California as the largest state in the nation. Of course, Alaska and Texas are geographically larger. California, as many listeners pointed out, is merely the most populous. Our interview with Sharon Mitchell, a former adult film actress who now heads the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation, brought a lot of mail, much of which echoed Richard Hinckley of Houston. While the subject of pornography is not one I would say is totally off limits from journalism, at the very least I found the inclusion of a brief audio clip from a porn movie to be offensive. Former Seinfeld writer Peter Melman took us on his tour of an imaginary L.A. We introduced Peter as the man who invented the phrase yada yada. Dozens of listeners disagreed. Steve Faber of Mill Valley, California wrote, "Despite prevailing opinion, every modern catchphrase in American vernacular does not track its origin back to Seinfeld. Probably the most glaring is the phrase yada yada, which those of us old enough and curmudgeonly enough remember as one of Lenny Bruce's favorites." Lenny Bruce did use the phrase in his 1961 recording of Father Flotsky's Triumph, the story of a prison riot led by an inmate named Dutch.
"All right, Dutch. This is the warden. You've got 18 men down there, prison guards who have served me faithfully. Give up, Dutch, and we'll meet any reasonable demands you men want. Can you hear me? This is the warden." "Yada, yada! Yada, 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 warden!"
William Gord of Midland, Michigan says that the phrase was born in a song recorded March 9, 1945 by Bing Crosby and Judy Garland.
"How's your golf, Bing?"
"My golf? Oh, I'm really moving that ball out there. Striking it a ton. I had a 69 Sunday, should have been a 65. Terrific wind blowing. Couldn't drop a single putt. It was murder."
"Oh, I lost my head with this question."
"And, of course, the equipment, you can't get any golf balls anymore. The actors are hoarding them all. And the caddies, they want an annuity for 18 holes. You got to take an option on one to be sure you'll show
up."
"Sorry."
"When the parlor lights are lower and the family isn't in, must you yada da yada da yada da yada da chin chin chin? When there's music softly playing and I'm sitting on your lap, must you yada da yada da yada da yada da yap yap yap? Forward pass."
We welcome your thoughts, your emails, yada yada yada. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please remember to tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.
"But if you yata to yata to yata to yata to same old line."
"What do you mean the same old
same
line? You asked me about my hat.
Well,
you've been standing there for an hour and a half talking your fat head off about golf. You didn't even let me finish my story. The least you could
do told
was
you
let
what
me
I'd
tell
you
what the sales lady told us.
Steady,
oh, now, Bing, let me
steady.
Finish.
This is NPR News.